We had funds in our pot of money, and one of our community members was in connection with Moray Council resettlement programme, and her idea was to set up food boxes for the families that were arriving, and we funded that. So they each received a huge big box of things that they would probably not be able to buy in their own country, and we gave them nice messages and made that up as a community for them, to welcome them to Scotland and to our community, Findhorn. It's nice to be forward thinking. What would you want if you landed in a foreign country and had never been before? And these things that remind you of home, I think, would probably touch their hearts very much.
And especially with the messages as well, which is, you know, obviously a welcoming message is something anyone wants, you know, if they come to a different part of the world.
Yeah, and translated in their own language. That was amazing. That was very much appreciated, I heard. It was things like welcome to Scotland, wishing you peace, wishing you good health, hope you land in another country and find friends, may the sun shine, all that kind of things, just heart messages.
Is there anything going forward that you're also involved in, both in Moray and also in part of the wider appeal as well for the refugees?
We'll just continue to have our ear to the ground and respond to what we think we can do in, you know, just the small ways we can. And I think that's the best way forward. I can't imagine what it's like. I really can't. I think it's about awareness, raising awareness of the community that they've settled into, and educating people as well about what their needs are and their vulnerabilities. It's a big journey for us all to open our hearts and see what's happening in people that have been displaced for terrible, terrible reasons.
Would it be your hope that, fingers crossed, all going well this time round, that we could see a progression, more people coming?
Yes, I think there'll be hundreds more will come, and I think there's a big open energy for that to happen in the Highlands, particularly, I've heard, in Moray as well. So that's a very positive way to think. And I think once it starts and the ball starts rolling, and the ripple effect will be felt, and it might not be such a challenging journey as some people might have thought. It's time to make changes in the world. This is the time to start.